the Smith Ranch, which is here in the greater Cabot area.
Smith Compound.
Welcome to Cabot.
Cabot Compound usually indicates that there's going to be some sort of issue there. Like he's.
Did I hear you say double hitter earlier?
I said double.
You did say double hitter, and you said it again later on after I called you on it. But
are you mocking someone?
No.
Oh. As a man.
Oh. I just mispronounced the word.
Well, no, he's getting ready for 420, which, of course, is the annual celebration of marijuana usage.
But he is correct about 419. I saw that list today.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And when you think about 419, 420, the combo meal of these 2 days, horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific.
I think Hitler was born on one of these days.
Tomorrow. 1889. Yeah.
That's when they did the Columbine thing, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
See, it's amazing. So that was tomorrow.
Hey, big baby.
Hey, Tommy.
It's actually Roger Scott celebrates that day every year. He makes a big deal.
Not like he used to, according to some judges we talked to this morning.
1897, the first Boston Marathon was held. It was the first of its type in the U.S. So 1897 was the first Boston Marathon.
Harry King was there.
That's today.
Harry King covered it live.
The Waco compound burned to the ground on this day in 1993. I heard you guys talking about that today. End of a 51-day standoff. That was the good news. The bad news is 86 people killed, including 17 children. Have you guys seen any video? I saw a video on Barstool this week, speaking of Waco and explosions, of the fertilizer plant.
Ooh, yeah,
there was a kid, and a guy and his daughter, and they're sitting there watching. He's got video of it like on his phone of the burning, and then all of a sudden the thing goes up.
Number two.
Right. Oh, my gosh, dude.
And it's like,
holy indeed.
I am stunned that only that many number of people died.
It is.
Yeah, because when you see the massive nature of that explosion, there was a great piece. I can't remember where I saw this. I want to say it might have been Slate or Salon.com. There was a guy who lived in that town, finished the Boston Marathon 2 minutes before the explosions, comes back, and he's standing in his front yard when he sees the place go up. And so he was like, I got to get out of here. This is not good. Saw them both. I saw them both happen.
The world's going nuts.
Yeah.
And this is also the anniversary of the bombing in Oklahoma City, 1995.
Yeah.
So
that was sort of McVeigh and those guys timed that to be, you know, with the Waco thing.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing I'm learning is all these people, particularly the Americans, are just stupid because they get caught every time.
Right.
McVeigh got caught, what, 100 miles away in a beat up Chevy or something?
Yeah. State police officer pulled him over.
Yeah.
Note to self, if you're going to commit a crime of any sort, you might want to go ahead and leave the general vicinity.
The country.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's an idea, too. Yeah. At least leave the
area.
These
guys were how far away from the explosion at Boston? They lived how far?
Oh, I don't know how far they live.
Close. Very close.
Well, the fact that they didn't leave town after they did it is really amazing to me.
We're talking about people that
they could have gone down to Pertle's Chicken in Memphis and got a job. Apparently, they need some good help down there.
If you're going to commit a crime with this kind of carnage and this heinous in nature, you and I and Tommy, we sit here trying to logically think about how you would. These aren't bank robbers that are trying to get away with these. These are guys that are just.
I was about to say we got 2.5 pretty smart brains sitting around here.
Give me 45 more minutes, and you'll have a full one, my friend.
I remember the day, my friend. Enjoy the day. Those were the days, my friend.
Can you guys talk about the NFL schedule today, Tommy, at all?
My note was of the Dallas Cowboy game on Thanksgiving Day. I'm very disappointed they're playing the Raiders. I would like to see them play the Redskins every year. But
yeah, should be.
See, my initial thought was I hope D-Mac's still healthy by Thanksgiving.
That's an over-under, isn't it?
Yeah, probably is. That's a great point. My thinking was that I get to see the Packers play Detroit, so I was excited about that. My favorite.
I think the most highly touted game is the Broncos going to the Colts, and what's the other one?
Here's the top 10 games according to this list.
Knock it out, Justin.
CBSSports.com says this, Thomas. Week 1, the Ravens at the Broncos and the Packers at the Niners. You do have two great matchups there, although we're not sure how good the Ravens are going to be. They've had some significant losses.
You do realize that the Denver Broncos will win the Super Bowl, and let me explain why. The last four Super Bowl winners, who do they play on? They're the home opener. Denver is the home opener.
You're thinking of the Chargers.
The Chargers. I'm sorry. You're right.
As I laid alone in my bedroom in Sheridan.
Saw the same stat that I did. The Chargers open on the road. They're the home opener for who? Who
are they? Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
Every team that's opened with the Eagles the past 4 years has won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that streak ends now.
Hey, well, let me tell you, I got about 2 hours into that show, and I'm like, Bill Polian has the personality of that wall over
horrible.
There.
He's horrible.
And they're digging for stuff, and he goes, well, here we go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Seattle Seahawks, Indianapolis Colts, week 5. You got Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, great matchup there. Saints and Patriots in week 6. Saints are going to be an interesting team to watch this year. We'll see now that they've the fewer distractions leading into the season.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of players off that Super Bowl winning
team. They could have several guys get kidnapped, and they'd have less distractions than they had going into last season, though. Broncos at Colts week 7, Seahawks at Falcons week 10, Packers and Giants week 11. Week 12, Broncos and Patriots. You see a recurring theme here. Mm-hmm. Falcons and Niners play week 16 this year. So I don't know if the Falcons can do much better than they did last year, but we shall see. I'm a Falcons
Tell me what's
doubter.
Wrong with me. I was a passionate Denver Bronco fan for many years during the
How much
Elway
time do you
years.
Have?
27 seconds. I don't have the passion I used to have.
Well, they were.
Is it like the Cowboys with you? You loved them when they had Aikman, but now it's kind of like,
They were the underdog story. Now you go out and hire a big-name talent, it's not as much fun. If you're a Miami Heat fan, sure. The problem with Miami is, though, they've actually hired a high-priced free agent both times. In fact, two of them in the last case. But it's not as much fun. It's more fun when you see a guy struggle and work his way up. Because Elway had been there, couldn't get over the hump. It was a great story, and then he does. It's way more exciting.
30
than,
for 30 this week ought to be pretty good, too. Marino, Elway, whatever. Yeah.
I also believe that the nature of rooting for teams in the NFL, if you're not in an NFL city, if you're not captive in one of those markets that has an NFL team in that city, you know, the old days, you knew the starting lineup, you knew the roster, and sort of the kind of through the 90s that changed, and, of course, free agency exploded, and now – it's impossible unless you follow your team on a really regular basis.
And, you know, as a Bronco fan, here's an example. If you would have told me 2.5 years ago that I would be sober, that Peyton Manning would be thrown to Wes Welker, I would have thought.
Right, on the Denver Broncos. Right. Yeah, Manning's going to drop back and hit Wes Welker in the flat at Invesco Mile, 4 kilometer up stadium or whatever it's called now. You're right.
That's right.
It's
I'm watching your cues, man.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, too, how are the Patriots going to look without Walker, too? And that's it.
Yes.
Patriots and Baltimore Ravens, both go in with some question marks, so we'll see how they play. They are the other game to be mentioned here as games you cannot miss. That's in Week 16 on the NFL schedule. Let's go ahead and take our last break here a little bit early. We'll come back, and we'll take a quick look at the Zone Rewind, remind you about all the cool things going on here at Lacey's Boating Center.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. It's actually a beautiful day now to buy a boat. It is a good day in Cabot. Tommy Smith is back in his hometown. He's eating pizza and he's selling boats. It's all good. Lacey's Boating Center. Come see Dustin and the fine folks at the location, 6350 TP White. Get off in the Air Force Base exit. Roll down TP White, the frontage road, for a few miles, and you'll see it down here on the right. Look for the Buzz Truck.
Who was TP White?
I don't know. I've always wanted to do this story. Who was Count Pulaski?
Legendary founding father.
Don't know.
I thought it was Cosimar Pulaski.
Who's this Johnny Cash you keep hearing so much about? I do want to tell you about Ideal Feet. You want to talk about legendary. Look, you know what's great about Ideal Feet? It's nothing like going to the doctor, although I like my doctor. But still, no doctor's office can give you the kind of quick relief you need like my friends at Ideal Feet can. It's quick and it's painless.
Just like me on a date.